commentary which they with their own explanations. As for example, I would say Narada. A word into Narada. Narada. Narada means, I say, the son of Brahma, Narada Muni, who is one of the 12 Mahajanas. This is known as Narada Muni. But they say, no, Narada means no Rado, Narada. Rado means teeth. In Sanskrit, the word Rado means teeth. No Rado, no teeth. The person who has no teeth, he is Narada. They juggle like that. They follow. Can you understand?
Do you know that Jain philosophy?
Yes, something. Yes.
You know their philosophy of Anekanta? Anekanta. Truth is nowhere and everywhere.
Yes.
Anekanta. Yes. It's the origin of the Ahimsa.
Yes.
The Buddha says that.
I got some very rare.
Let me finish my story. So they create this world juggling and confusion. That's not the accepted. That's gunartha. But what is the mukhyartha of Narada? Narada means the son of Brahma, Narada Muni, one of the Mahajanas. We should accept this thing, not that thing. The Shruti is a mukhyartha of all. One must quote. A Shruti Pramana is the best of all proofs. So he quoted Shruti, but he creates word generally. So he is not Mahajana. Mahajanas never do that. Mahajana come under discipline succession, which originates from Krishna. Evam parampara dattam. Previous acharyas have said this thing. He accepts previous acharyas. And there are bona fide paramparas or disciplic successions. That parampara must be bona fide. So we speak of this 12 Mahajanas, so one may say that so there must be 12 paramparas, 12 disciplic successions. One may think like that. Many disciplic successions, many Mahajanas. This 12, out of 12, that succession, many successions come. But the time, according to time, kala nashta, some is are broken. Some success, parampara is broken.
Yes,
in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, I have taught this science to Vipassana. So today, Vipassana taught Manu to Ikhvaku, Manu Divasvati, stay. But that parampara is broken. That parampara is broken. Now, the same thing, same jnana, same yoga jnana, I am again telling you, Arjuna, which I have already told, Divasvati. So he says it's broken. So many are like this, by the influence of time, kala, some are broken. So this is bona fide parampara, now prevailing in this day of quality. This is bona fide parampara. That's a question. So there are only four bona fide paramparas. Brahma is parampara, which is a kali. Sri Brahma Rudra Sanaka. Sri Brahma Rudra Sanaka. These four paramparas. Evam parampara praptam imam radasya viduhu. Gita says, Krishna says, but in Kala, in the age of Kali, there are four paramparas. Sri Brahma Rudra Sanuga, Vaishnava Akhiti Pavana, Saparaste Kala Buddha, Utkali Kusupana. In Kali Yuga there are four paramparas. This is a quotation from Padma Purana, Vedic scripture. Vedic Acharya. Baladev Vidya Bhushana, Vaishnava Acharya, yes, quoted it. He says, four paramparas, Sri Brahma Rudra Sanaka. Sri, beginning from Lakshmi Devi, parampara begins And Acharya, in this Kali Yuga, is Ramanuja Acharya. And what is the name?
Ramanuja
Acharya. Ramanuja Acharya. And Brahma?
Dans le sud de l'Inde, par les temps, sont les temps de Ramanuja Acharya. Mm. On a vu des points de Tibet, très larges, blancs, carmines, rouges, tout dans le sud. Les grands temps d'un groupe
Ramanuja. Mais il y a au Karnataka?
Which day? South India. No, we belong to South India.
Virupati, Kochi. Tous les grands temps du sud, par des
grands temps. Hiroshirapali?
Oui.
So the Acharyas all belong to this South India. Yes. Ramanuja Acharya.
Ramanuja.
Tamil Nadu. Yes. Then Brahma Sampradaya. Coming from Brahma, Acharya is Madhacharya. That's our Sampradaya, Brahmanatha Sampradaya, Mahaprabhu. Brahma accepted this Sampradaya from this Sampradaya. From Mahaprabhu is known as Brahmanatha Gugya Sampradaya. The word Gugya is added to it. Mahaprabhu's appearance. Then Rudra Sampradaya begins from Rudra. Shivaji, Vishnu Swami, Acharya, known as also Vishnu Swami Sampradaya, and Kumar Sampradaya begins from Kumaras, and Acharya is Nimbakacharya, Nimbakitya. These four are bona fide in the age of Kali. These are Vaishnava Acharyas, but there is another last line is important. Chatvaraste Kalanghubhya, Kali Purushottama. They appeared before the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in 15th century. Madhvacharya came in 13th century. Trayodasa Shatabdi. Ramanujacharya came in 12th century. Dvadasa Shatabdi. And prior to that, Nimbakacharya and Vishnu came. So, when Mahaprabhu came, he united these four paramparas, and that was predicted. The prediction was there, prophecy was there in Vishnu, where Padma Purana, which was written 5,000 years ago by Vyasadeva. Chatvaraste Kalanghubhya Utkale Purushottama. These four will be united. And it will be united in Utkal Khanda Purushottam Khetra. Jagannath Puri Dham. You understand? Its tradition was there. And from that place, the union, one dhara, one person will come out and that will spread throughout the world. And that took place when Mahaprabhu appeared and Mahaprabhu met Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and there's discussion on Vedanta Sutra and Mahaprabhu founded and they say, Achintya Bhedabheda. Achintya Bhedabheda Tattva. That is the unification of these four. Now, there is one parampuna, five parampara, this precession. That is Mahaprabhu's parampara. Mahaprabhu's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's this precession. The Acharya is coming under this succession. So Mahaprabhu, that is the bona fide, according to Vedic truth. So one must, the Mahajanas are there, the Vaishnava Acharya are Mahajanas. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, our beloved Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, they are Mahajanas. Mahajanas Veda Vastam. But they have said, we have asserted, we are not right. They have not said different things. They have all said one thing. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Bhakti is the only path. So, approach him. Then Mahadana. We have to accept. That's all. Yes. And we follow it.
Congratulations. I visited a Krishna temple in
MP, Madhya Pradesh, yes. Nice.
Last trip I did to Sri Lanka,
yeah.
I took pictures of people walking in the fire.
Walking in the fire.
This is in Sri Lanka, but I was told that it is Brahma and Krishna. I don't know if it's true. I was told it is Brahma and Krishna.
What is Nilo? It could be Loki. It looks like they
should be. This, I was told it is Krishna.
In Sri Lanka?
In Sri Lanka, yes.
You can find it?
This is in Diralama, yes, in the room to Gandhi.
Yeah,
yes.
Yes.
It's Krishna.
Yeah. Ravana had taken Sita away, and as he had disconsidered Sita, walked barefoot, barefoot, without wounds, ni pain, to prove her virginity. And they say that the people doing that now do it with the help of the god Kataraganma and the goddess Patini before they worship this god and goddess before they walk in the path. I don't know if it's true. It's not true. Not true.
They are imitating Sita Devi. They cannot be Sita Devi.
On which power do they walk on fire?
Oh, It is some magical power.
Yoga.
Yoga. Yeah. What is it?
Oh, Lata. Well, there are different kind of manifestations of lower energies. Well, material energy is manifested to various levels and different gradations. So, one, like the modern science and technology, it's an aspect of observation of the material energy in its own way. So, the science also, it appears that science perceives the things and proves the things, and it also reflects and rejects. One on the switch and drive the vehicle, it feels it is moving. Similarly, you can see also, Professor, in there are some other manifestation of material energies. The magician and the yogi will take you, even we have heard for certain that they will take you in subtler way to the other planets. I was a member of Esoteric Theosophical Society. I have heard Madam Blavatsky and Tamil Alcott. They took shelter at the lotus feet of two Indian rishis. Cheers. Though Sumerudas, the Theosophist of West, called them Master Kuthmi, and another great rishi to whom they called Master Moria. So what do they do? Madam Blavatsky launched out of those years, Sumerudas, a process which they call Akashic Record. What is Akashic Record, you know? Supposing you are sitting at Paris, somebody else is sitting at New York, he has a very valuable book, you would like to get that book. You just concentrate on that person, he will send that book to you. That book will be dematerialized. Within a second, it will appear before you and it will be rematerialized.
Yogi fits. Yogi is in him. That's known as yogi perfection.
Two volumes.
Mystical
perfection.
Yogi fits mystical perfection. Yogi sees him.
But you know, all what I have read and studied on this, in every religion, say not to take consideration on these things.
Yes.
They say it doesn't mean nothing. It doesn't show that you have a high spirit.
Religion, dharma is one. Dharma is not more than one.
Saint Teresa of Saint Teresa, or Saint Francis of Assisi, or Saint John of the Cross, always say not to take any consideration. Saint Teresa was raising up like that.
That's
she was afraid of that.
That I quoted that verse from Mahabharata, dharmasya tattva nita vahaya mahadana jena gatsipala. Who knows? Dharmasya tattva, real tattva, dharma tattva, that's mahadana. Dharmyam sakshyat bhagavat pranitam. Dharmyam sakshyat bhagavat pranitam. Dharma sasthapana thaya sambhavami juge juge.
You have taken the point of you don't want?
Show me the other Krishna, I have not seen it.
Oh, this is Sri Lanka.
This is Krishna.
With a knife, I don't know who. This is Krishna.
Yeah, that is some way to send it.
Dilvaha country. And I'm doing two books on the Jain.
Yes.
And these pictures of Tirthankara.
Tirthankara.
Like a Buddhist Theravadin, the Theravadin Buddhist, Sri Lanka, they also say Arat. They don't believe in Bodhisattva.
No, that's not
the life of Mahavira.
That's not
And this is life of Mahavira in Sri Mahavirji in Rajasthan, Eastern Rajasthan. Near Jaipur. And this was my master in Arrestic Science. He's a Dastu. His mind out 86 years old. His mind.
Can we accept him as Mahajan?
Is he command of the successor? If he never comes, we won't accept him.
And you see, sir, the Parsis are very much westernized.
Yes.
And they do not believe so much now in nothing.
Yes.
Only in Christian science.
They even don't believe in the Indian tradition. And that's
because Parsis, they were coming from India. They were really mixed too much.
And they have been very much working with the British. And most of them have very wealthy. This is the place, the Mecca or the Rome of the Jains in Sri Mahavirji. This is not in Jaipur, this is the owner of the conservatory.
It looks like
is it near Pushkar?
In Gujarat?
No, it's on the way, when you take the road from Jaipur
to Mount Abu.
Take the road from Agra, you have to turn left and to go down about 50 miles and you get to the Sri Lanka.
Do you personally adhere to the Jains or to Parsis? What is your personal faith?
If I'm here, it's because my own feeling is very profound. Very deep devotion to God.
You accept Krishna. You accept Daitya Mahaprabhu.
And
this is the only one bona fide parampara.
It's something I cannot explain. Something out of my studies. Something I cannot explain.
This is the part of the studies.
This is the study
from your personal
yes.
But it doesn't mean I believe in that. You see, with the Jain, they don't have any God. Only they have Chitankara. They don't believe in God. And the Parsis, they believe in Aura Mazda or Mal, but they also believe in the evil in Ahriman. So, I'm very confused with all that.
Yeah.
The only thing I like is...
Which is not bona fide, that creates confusion.
Confusing.
Yes, all confusion. Yeah. So, you accept bona fide Mahajanas, Acharyas, and Jatipak successor, that means you accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just that this is the only one bona fide successor. And Veda is the proof, worthless proof, and Vedic Acharya that come under basic succession. One should accept my Guru Maharaj went to Moscow, Russia. He met Professor Potovsky. There was discussion. Guru Maharaj saying, you see, Veda is like mother. Who is your father? Who will tell? Who is the real bona fide person to tell about your father? Who is the real authority?
Only my mother.
Only mother? Mother is the real authority to tell about the father, nobody else. So what your mother says, you should have to accept. No argument is there. No argument. Just accept what mother says. Because she is the bona fide authority to tell about the father. So, Veda is mother, Ved-mata. Veda tells about the Supreme Father, Parampita, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You understand? So, you must must accept Vedic truth, Veda Pramana, Shruti Pramana, because there is no error. Vishuddha Pramana.
But the Bhakti.
No, Bhakti. Let me say.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And accept the Mukhyartho, not Gunartho. That Acharya's bona fide, Acharya's say. I say which is bona fide, which is real disciplic succession. Then there will be no mistake. My Guru Maharaj gave this example, you see. In Vedas, so many things are said, apparently which seem to be contradictory. If someone does not know the real truth, tattva, so he will be also confused by studying Vedas. You cannot understand it. So you have to take to a guru, a real acharya who knows truth, tattva, who comes under real bona fide disciplic succession, who has learnt it from his acharya. Acharya vāna purusha veda, Upanishad says. He has learnt it from his acharya, and he has learnt it from his acharya. In this way the succession goes. And if you go, then you reach Krishna. Because begins from Krishna. Krishna is the... Because Veda originates from Krishna. So, parampara begins from Krishna. And this is the process to accept. Vedas say, the stool of an animal is impure. But the gobaya, cow dung, this is a stool, and the cow, an animal, that is impure.
Yes, in Zoroastrianism too, they believe in good animals and bad animals.
Et là, l'exemple du Veda qui dit les excréments normalement sont considérés impurs.
Mm-hmm.
Mais par exemple, la bouse de vache qui est d'excréments est considérée pure. Alors, apparemment, il y a des contradictions.
Yes.
Yes. You know, the man may think, oh, I am the best of the species.
L'homme peut penser, oui.
I do not think so. I think the best is a man. Organisha. Ganapati. I like Ganapati.
Durlahum manusam janmam. Bhagavad said, durlahum manusam janmam. Manus janma is durlahum. Not dev janma, dev janma. Manus janma. Human species of life is rare. Rarely obtained. Not demigod species of life. Ganesh or Shiva, they are demigod.
What is the best form?
Human?
Human.
Great opportunity.
Yes. So one would think my stool must be pure. But Veda doesn't say. The cow is pure. Goma is pure. Yours. And we accept it. And we get the result. Really it is pure. No other stool is pure. Then the scientists, the material scientists, Dardigyani, they take Gomoya, cow dung to their laboratories and they examine what is there, you know. They can feel, yes, something is there. Gomoya, the Veda say, time from time immemorial, why don't you accept? Why don't you accept the mother? How much vex is your father? Why are you just weighing and examining my blood, his blood, let me compare, let me do like this, why? Bothering your head, you just accept the authority, the mud, the Veda. There is no confusion. You understand? He gives this. So we accept this thing. And another example is given, the asthi, the bone. That is also considered impure.
The bone. Skeleton.
Skeleton. Impure, but the sankha oneself, that's the bone. Yes. That's considered pure. That's put in the deity room. You see, you cannot put other bones there. Because Veda has said this is pure. What Veda has said. Veda Vakya Pavitra Hoy.
Veda
as a whole.
Veda as a whole.
Yes. And do you include the Upanishads? Yeah. Upanishads are the best part of the Vedas.
They are
the topmost part of the Vedas is called Upanishads, Puro Bhaga.
And the Bhakti,
yeah.
Devotion comes from the Upanishads.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Upanishads are the topmost part of the Vedas, Puro Bhaga. Mm-hmm. You understand? Bhagavad Gita, that is also Upanishad, Gita Upanishad. Mm-hmm. That's coming directly from the lips of Krishna. You understand?
Yes.
And Vedas, they come from the breathing of Krishna. Nishwasita Bani. Gita is coming from his own lips. This is superior. Hi, this is the essence of all Vedas.
Do you have special prayers? Do you have special devotions? Do you have special meditations?
Yes. I say we accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his disciplic succession from whom Vedas has come out, originated. For this yuga, Kali yuga, Harinam, Harinam, Harinami, Vakyevalam, Kalanasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva, Gatiranyabha. This is Bharsan from Kali Santana Upanishad.
Mantra.
Yeah. Harinam, holy name of the Lord, God. Is the only one thing one should take shelter of in this age of Kali. Nastiva, 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 no other way, no other way, no other way. Only one way.
Kali
Santana Upanishad.
That's it. They attend the Bhakti que par le chant du Saint-Nom. Par le chant du
Rama,
Rama,
Rama.
Mahaprabhu came. Mahaprabhu, he says this thing and says this holy name of the Lord, Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is in Kali Santana Upanishad, this mantra. This is known as Mahamantra. This is in Kali Santana Upanishad. You understand? Veda. That is Veda. You understand?
Yes.
And Mahaprabhu established it. Mahaprabhu. Say this thing.
And do you also say the Gayatri Mantra?
Yes. Mm-hmm. You say Gayatri Mantra.
Excuse me, Professor. I'm sorry. It seems actually you have a different impression about Veda, and perhaps you could not exactly follow what our spiritual master has told you.
Yes, I follow now because I just thought that you were speaking of me. All first Vedas and not of the Upanishads.
Not that, it's the whole.
As a whole, yes, as a whole and the essence of Vedas. We are telling the essence of Vedas, cream of the Vedas. Srimad Bhagavatam is the cream of the Vedas. Sarva Vedanta Sara.
Because the scientists are very confused on the origin of the Bhakti. They don't know.
They don't know. In Veda, you see, Krishna said, Vedas originate from Krishna. Krishna himself has said, Bhaktyahum ekayagrachya. In all Vedas, only Bhakti has been established. And the essence of Vedas is Srimad Bhagavatam and Srimad Bhagavad Gita. And only Bhakti has been established, nothing else. You understand? Adyo chante cha madhye cha hari sarvatra giyate. In the beginning of Veda, in the middle of Veda, at the scripture, in the end of Veda, very scripture you see, hari has been glorified. Hari sarvatra giyate. Adyo chante cha madhye cha hari sarvatra giyate. Hari means the supreme personality of God and hari, supreme personality of God.
The only Krishna thing we know is that Bhakti curse comes from Maharashtra. Professor, there is nothing like that it has come from any particular geographical area.
I don't tell you, it's my belief. They think in Western countries that Bhakti curse comes from Maharashtra. the state of Maharashtra before the Muslims, before the Mughal.
Only Eknath or
Eknath and
Chandler?
They think so, but that,
they think,
yes,
I don't
think that's possible thing,
that's
yes.
All what they know.
Yes. First I told, different people have different thoughts. They think in different way, but what should be accepted is Mahadhanas.
Actually, in Manifest, we believe bhakti or the sublime devotion towards God, and Godhood, it manifests with the grace of the Supreme Lord, manifest in form of bhakti in a living being, which qualify a living being to more intimately be connected with the Supreme Lord. So it can be manifested if you follow the path shown by Mahajana,
yes,
as Srila Prabhupada has told.
Comme disait tout à l'heure, les savants pensent que la bhakti, ça vient du Maharashtra, on ne sait pas trop. Alors, toute son explication était faite pour expliquer différentes personnes, différentes cultures,
oui,
on ne pense pas trop. Donc, c'est tellement, c'est une telle confusion qu'il faut accepter, voir autant.
Il donnait le point de vue des savants.
C'est ça, le point de vue des savants.
Il a dit que c'est moi qui pensais.
Bien sûr, bien sûr. C'est moi qui ai votre.
I am just sorry to see that in Western countries, we don't know nothing about it.
Yeah, yes. No, it is spreading in Western countries. Mind you, Maharaj came and prophecy was there. Mahaprabhu has predicted. Prithivitasudhi Nagarabhigram Sarvatra Kotara Bhaive Morona. 500 years ago, he has said this thing.
If you want to publish books in French, I can help you.
Yes, they are publishing books. Yes.
I know the tradition, best tradition.
No, they are doing. You discuss with them. Please help them. Yeah. They are doing. These people are doing. These are the
followers. The
Bhagavatam.
In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Sarvecha Vedi Aham Eva Vedya. Aham Vedanta Kuru Veda Vicha Aham. In all the Vedas, I am to be known. You understand? Because Veda comes from me. In all the Vedas, Sarvecha Vedi Aham Eva Vedya. In all the Vedas, I am to be known. You understand? Aham Vedanta Kruta Veda Vichaham. I am the compiler of Veda and I am the knower of Veda. Veda comes from me. Yeah. In all the Vedas I am. So, in all Vedas, only Krishna is the knower. And who knows Krishna, he knows Veda. And how to know Krishna? Through bhakti. So, Veda means bhakti. Veda teaches bhakti.
But in Europe we believe in Hatha Yoga.
Yeah.
Karma Yoga.
Yeah.
Jnana Yoga.
Yes.
But the least understood is the Bhakti,
yeah.
The people don't.
Yes.
There's no book, there's no book of the vulgarization, yeah. You don't find.
So you may read our Bhagavad Gita as it is, the commentary of Bhaktivedanta Swami, which is Mahajan, is very, very popular in the whole world.
What do you think of Maharishi? Because he's very well known in Europe.
Well, are you a yogi?
Ah, he's a yogi.
Maharishi. His introduction of science of creative intelligence is applicable to the mind which is material. Because Srimad Bhagavad Gita has declared the mind as a subtle matter. There are 8 different kinds of matters were explained in Srimad Bhagavad Gita.
Five
of which are gross, like art, air, sight.
Keep up to the Maruf Dhyama. And 3 are subtle, mana, buddhi, ahankara. Mind, intelligence and ego, they are subtle elements. Material elements.
He thinks, he said that we must all, each of us must have a special mantra for his own conscience.
That there is only one mantra, the Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. One mantra is known as Mahamantra. There may be many mantras, but Mahamantra is one.
Mahamantra.
Mahaprabhu says, Prabhu kahe kahilama ehi Mahamantra. Yaha japo gya koriya nirbandha. Yaha vite sarva siddhi hoive svabhava. sarvakshana balaithe vidhinaya. Mahaprabhu said, I tell you this Mahamantra. And this Mahamantra is in Upanishad, in Vedas. Mahaprabhu never manufactured it. You understand? He tells from Vedas. He never bhavlesh Vedas. So, Prabhu kahe kahilama I Mahamantra. I tell you this Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Prabhu kahe kahilama I Mahamantra. Yaha japogya kuryandam. You chant this. The beads were chanting this Mahamantra. This is mantra. This is meditation. Mantra yoga. This is known as mantra yoga. We meditate.
Where are you in Orissa?
Yes.
Where are you in Orissa?
Bhubaneswar.
Next time I go to India, may I come and see?
Yes, you are welcome. Yes, Bhubaneswar is the capital city of Orissa. It's near to Jagannath Puri.
I go to Delhi and Bombay and Madras. From Madras I can go.
From any place you can go. From Delhi you may go, from Madras you may come, from Bombay you may come. Any place you may come.
I'm very ashamed because it is the only state in India which I don't know. I'm going from Ladakh to Bengal to Sri Lanka, but I don't know Orissa. I'm very ashamed.
Yeah, Orissa is the famous state. Lord Jagannath state, Jagannath Dham, and Mahaprabhu's very dear place. Mahaprabhu stayed there for long 18 years. Constantly. Dear place. Very sacred place.
But Vivekananda was very fond of Bhakti.
Vivekananda is fond of Jnana. Is my body. My body.
And Vinoba, no? Vinoba.
Vinoba Bhabhe. Vinoba Bhabhe is like a philosopher, he's a dasanic, like Gandhi, like Radha Krishna. The Vinoba Bhabhe is like that. He has also written something on Bhagavad Gita that is his own construction. He never followed Mahajana.
Our spiritual master published the Bhagavad Gita
as it is. Yes.
That he didn't have to be our spiritual master published. Because we put the original text, the pronunciation, word to word translation, the commentary according to the proper discipline.
This is the system, Mahadurbanda. Yes. This is popular, the word. In many languages it has been translated, more than
this. Please, I have it in English.
You, please read it. You'll find.
I'd like to read it in French.
Yeah, you read it in French. It's already been published.
Please
read it.
Do you teach vegetarianism?
We are vegetarians, but the vegetarian food must be offered to Krishna. It's not mere vegetarian. Food must be offered to Krishna. So that's known as Krishna Prasad. Unless it is offered, we won't take.
Devotion.
Yes, yes. Unless it's offered, we won't take. Yes. We won't take. Must be Krishna Prasad. Food offered to Krishna. This Prasad means mercy. Then Krishna feels his mercy in it. So we get his mercy. His mercy. There's a Prasad Sevan, we say.
C'est la religion du cœur, en fait.
C'est bhakti, the religion of the heart.
Yeah. Bhakti is the religion of that. Bhakti is the only religion. Dharmam tu sakhyat bhagavatpuntam. Dharma is compiled, founded by Bhagavan himself. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Bhagavan. He came, he established this thing, he propounded this thing, bhakti yoga. And Krishna says, Sarvadhamman paitejya mamekam sarvadhamman. Give up all other religion. All other religion. Just surrender unto me. That is the only dharma. To surrender unto me. That is known as bhakti.
We have a very well-known author in France.
who died a few years ago, called Marie Choisy. You heard of Marie Choisy?
Marie Choisy.
She has written several books on bhakti. And she always took the comparison with the first commandment of Jesus Christ. You should love your Lord from your heart, from your soul, from your spirit. Mm. And the second commandment is you must love your neighbor as yourself. But she says, this is wrong, because how can you love your neighbor when he steals, when he kills, when he...
Yes.
So, she says you can love your neighbor only passing through God.
If you love God, then you will love others.
Yes, that's love of Godhead. If you love God, Supreme Personal Godhead, or Krishna, then you can love one and all. Otherwise, not possible to love. No question of love.
There is something, may I ask you one question?
Yes.
It will be the only question.
Yes.
Something which I have not found any solution to the question.
Yes.
To all my students. Christianity, we live in Christian country. Christianity says that Christ said that everything must be given to charity. But in Christian devotion, this is something I'd like to understand about bhakti. In Christian devotion, you must look so much after the others that you forget completely to work on yourself.
Yes.
Because the it is very dangerous in Christianity. They say that you must give everything you have, even your soul and your life and everything to others.
Abnegation total de soi-même.
What I have found, what I have met, is that people doing so, they have no inside discipline at all, and they are just completely confused. Still they believe that they have their soul saved through doing this way.
Their belief. Yes. But we should believe Krishna, we should believe Vedic. Conclusions and Mahajana. Mahajana Jana Gata Sapantha. So Krishna says, give up all of the religions, just surrender unto me. You understand? That's the only one dharma. That's bhakti, known as bhakti. Bhakti means to serve Krishna. Bhas dhatu means to serve. You are a servitor. You are a servitor. Eternal servitor. And to render service to whom? To Krishna. You understand? Krishna is Sevya Vastu. He is Sevya.
But I think it's a confusion about it. Les chrétiens pensent, parce que c'est la tradition, que servir les autres veut dire servir Dieu. Mais dans la voie bhakti, c'est pas...
Ils oublient le premier commandement.
Oui, c'est ça. Si vous servez juste les autres sans servir Dieu, ça peut être très simplement sentimental.
Charity, that's the point to which I come. If you serve only the others without serving God, you come directly to socialism.
Yes. Sentimental. Yes. I love others.
That's what I want to explain.
Yes. Real charity means to give bhakti to Krishna.
Yes. Krishna is the
But the Christians, they have this, now in India it is coming also, manava seva, madhava seva. That's the Christian philosophy. Yes. Manava seva, madhava seva.
Why to only serve manava, human being? Why to serve to other living entities?
Well, the Christian is service à l'homme, but service à Dieu.
Mais c'est ça.
Mais en Inde, on dit non. La chose qu'il dit, c'est pourquoi servir juste les hommes, pourquoi pas tous les autres hommes? Pourquoi juste les hommes? C'est une compréhension sentimentale de
l'enseignement. It is. There is a slight. There is something very slight and very dangerous, because if you look after your own devotion, you can also fall very quickly in egotism. In complete egotism. So, where is the way? Where is the path?
Kapanta.
Kapanta.
You're asking the proper question.
Yes, Kapanta. It's a question.
C'est la meilleure question for you.
I have already said. Kapanta. Quoting Yudhishthira Maharaj. Mahajana Jana Gata Sapantha. But Mahabharata has so many.
You understand his problem?
Yes.
His dilemma is. C'est un dilemme.
Oui, 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 c'est un dilemme.
He has a dilemma. Mm. He's saying, if I just care about my own devotion, then the tendency is to become selfish and just egocentric.
Yes.
Egocentric.
Yes, yes.
Now, if I just care about the others, if I just serve others, then I become
socialism.
I become sentimental, and inside, no, I have no discipline. I have no self-discipline and no elevation. So, what is the proper balance between my own culture, my own spiritual cultivation, and giving it to others?
That's it. That's it.
That's the question. The question.
To serve Krishna only. If you can know Krishna, if you can serve Krishna, then you can know others. You can know also yourself. Who are you and who are the others? They are all related to Krishna.
But how by serving Krishna I am helping others?
Yes.
How?
When you know Krishna, then you can know all these souls, because they belong to, because they are fragmental part of Krishna. Noi vansa jiva loki jiva bhuta sanatana. Every spirit soul. Spirit soul. He is a spirit soul, he is a spirit soul, he is a spirit soul. All animals, living entities, they are all spirit souls, because they belong to Krishna. If you can love Krishna...
First is to come to the source.
Yeah. Yes. If you love Krishna, they can love one and all living entities. Not only manava, human beings. Then you can understand, then you can serve one and all. You can love one and all.
Why doesn't he write a treaty, a book? I make his book published in French.
No, these books are already published, it's in Bhagavad Gita, all this.
Professor would like to discuss
how
to compile a book in French.
He will publish.
I could publish your book.
If my book.
Yeah, why don't you make a book for Western people?
My Guru Maharaj already made books. My Guru Maharaj has already made many books, written many books. So you help these people, they are publishing in French. Books are already there. I have nothing to do with something new. I am the father of my Guru Maharaj. I am just preaching his teachings. What my Guru Maharaj has said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, nothing new.
What would be... Our difficulty is not the making of books, the publishing of books. Mm. What would be more helpful is if you can help us to distribute the books.
Yes. Yes.
Mm. That is more difficult. Yes. Books, we have already published.
Oh, many books, books, many books.
But now we have difficulty, or the problem is to distribute, to make people know.
Yeah, especially to distribute to a certain class of people who are like intellectuals, like yeah. To find...
The
persons like Mr. Professor, into persons, they should be convinced.
So I've been saying that for so many years.
So many students are there listening to you. So you can tell them about that. So they will accept you. Then the books can...
No, they won't accept me because I don't know about...
Know it very well.
I can help you.
Yes. First, you should know it very well. You should be convinced. You should know.
I'm convinced.
Then you can tell your students.
La balance entre sa propre vie spirituelle et puis servir les autres. Et notre voie, la bhakti, c'est cultiver sa propre vie spirituelle par le chant du Saint-Nom, par ses pratiques dévotionnelles, par l'étude, et en même temps, servir les autres, mais pas servir physiquement.
Servir parce qu'ils ont une âme divine.
Oui, les servir, et quel service leur donner? Leur donner ce savoir. Ça, c'est le plus grand service. Ça, c'est la juste balance. Et notre pratique est basée sur... Nous faisons tout pour nous-mêmes, mais pas juste égoïstement pour nous-mêmes. Nous l'enseignons aux autres. Ça, c'est le plus grand service qu'on puisse faire. I was saying, what is the balance with this question? Balance between self-culture and others. So you practice yourself and you teach to others.
Yes.
That is the highest level.
Yes. You have to know Krishna. And know that I am eternal servant of Krishna. Then you serve first. Then you can serve others. Yes. First, you sing.
But that service is to teach.
That service is to teach.
So,
demonstration.
Yes. Spiritual.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Very good. Thank you. Please come and accept your
father. Gurudev will stay 1 week.
Mm.
And he might have been living today by some grace
by chance.
Krishna arranged. He will stay until Friday.
Mm.
And every night he's about that time he's speaking for a few hours on one on life of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And various devotees and friends, they are coming here at night and we are having discussions just as we have now. So anytime you may come any night, you shall right. having that. Be having this.
Especially on Sunday, you try to come out if you have
Sunday, tomorrow is Sunday.
Tomorrow is Sunday.
En plus, on a notre croyant habituel avec un repas végétarien, on prend ensemble le chant, le dévotionnel, le bhakti.
Because you see, I speak at France Culture.
The radio, national radio.
National radio. I speak twice a year. So I can speak also for
you. Yes, you can speak.
On Orange Sound.
It's the best radio. Listened by people who are.
J'ai une émission en septembre de 1h30 sur les Parsis et en octobre 1h30 sur les Jain. Après, je peux faire 1h30 sur les.
Yes. So you speak about Gita, Bhagavatam.
But they have to explain me.
Yeah.
Je veux bien vous aider, mais il faut vous donner le matière première.
They'll explain. Yes. Books are there in French.
Yes.
You should read it. So you speak on Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, that means on Krishna, on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Si vous chantez, vous comprenez tous les mots. Si vous lisez les livres en eux-mêmes, c'est dur. En chantant, vous comprenez
les deux en même temps.
Have you read this book?
Yes.
Yes. Then you must have some idea.
No.
When I was in Montabu, there was a great meeting of people believing in Raja Yoga.
Oh, yeah, that is Brahma Kumari.
Mantav Raja Yoga.
Quite less contemplative.
Oh, they are very numerous around the world.
Brahma Kumari.
Yeah, Brahma Kumari.
They are women.
Many are women.
Their teachers are women.
Many are women. Some men are there, and many are women.
Because their guides are women.
Yes.
Daughters of Brahma.
This is an unconfirmed theory, you see, unconfirmed philosophy. They never follow in Shastra. This is Shiva is the Supreme Person.
But they are basing on Shiv Puran or things?
No.
I was with them, I had undergone both the practical training and theoretical courses.
You are a great spy.
Before I met Sri Gurudev, I was with different organizations.
You were so confused before. So I from one friend to another like that.
Of course, to Krishna, I was in great from the beginning. What is the belief, you know? They say that the concept of Godhood will manifest. In that sense, they have some similarity. And they say, this Shiva of which we believe is not the same, this Shiva they believe. They believe that Shiva is different. Sadashiva they don't say. But they say that Shiva is different. And that Guru who has founded that movement, he was a Machan, born to a Sindhi family of the present Pakistan. In a Hindu family he was born. And he told suddenly he was raised to such an elevated state that Lord Shiva's grace could manifest through him and he could acquire all the potency of Lord Brahma and that state of ecstasy, whatsoever he could tell, all these are the words of Parameshwara.
Brahma is the creator of this. Whatever is created, Brahma is created. Can they create?
The philosophy is different.
Can they create?
I was not very much.
All concocted.
All concocted.
All concocted. There
are tellement yogis, the sadhu.
Yeah. Brahma is the first created being. Yes, he created everything. Can they create? Can that this Brahma create? Brahma is there in the Jabo.
Bhakti speaks directly to the heart.
Yes.
So everybody who has a heart and a soul is ready to
receive. Krishna said that in Bhagavad Gita, sarvasya tam buddhi sannivishtam. I am seated in the heart of every living entity.
So,
same verse. I am seated in everybody's heart as super soul. So bhakti, as you say, same thing. Because bhakti means to approach to Lord. So it must from heart.
And do you try to reach samadhi?
Samadhi means to be united with the Lord. Yeah. This by chanting this mantra, we are always in samadhi. We are always united. That's we are always in samadhi. Yes. Do not temporarily.
C'est un concept différent, le samadhi yogi, de trans mystique, de
Krishna.
Par le chant, on rentre en contact avec Krishna.
That's not real samadhi, it's the real samadhi. Yes, always is samadhi. We chant in his name. Always united with Lord. The real samadhi. Yes.
Il semble que vous avez vu tous les deux les surveillants.
Mais oui, mais vous voyez que ça ne suffit pas.
All right, thank you for this.
I do thank you very much for this.
Please come again.
I'll try to go and meet you in India.
Yes, you are welcome. Please come to Bhubaneswar, Orissa. Yes, you are welcome. I keep your card.
I have three. I am doing three books.
Yeah.
Act presently, one on Jainism,
yeah.
One on the Mahayana Buddhism
yeah.
in Java,
yeah.
In the 10th century in Java,
yeah.
In Borobudur.
Yeah.
One my master in Sorbonne was one archaeologist of Borobudur.
Yes, whatever doing you may do it, but my request is. Now it's learn about Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then afterward you write books on them.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm ready to do it.
Yes.
My next book will be for you.
Yes, because you are a writer. You are a writer. So you should write on Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That will be best of all books.
I will do it.
Yes.
It is recorded. When I first worked on Zoroastrianism, it was 50 years ago, and the Parsis didn't believe that I could make books in French for them, because they said nobody in France cared about us.
And this is a very well-known series.
Oh, c'est dans la série que c'est.
Yes, since my very childhood we know, everybody knows this series.
I can make a book like that for you.
Ça c'est, les que c'est en France, c'est l'autorité.
Yeah, it is the authority of French.
I could make a book on the back for you.
Yes, you may.
That would be wonderful. You can put a book on back in, this is, if you want to know a subject matter in France, you buy this book.
Que
sais-je? What do I know?
What do I know?
It's published as 400,000 copies.
Everywhere in France, all the students can get it.
All that copies. Chacun
des... That's what I tell. He said no and tell the students. The students are accepting him. Then that's why it's good. Propagation. Then the books will be propagated.
En France, c'est l'autorité. Si quelqu'un veut savoir quelque chose sur un département, il trouve un
seul. You should have a book like this on the back.
If you can do that, this would be great service to Krishna.
Yeah.
Who is Mahaprabhu? What do I know about
it? Yes, la bhakti.
It's what do I know?
La bhakti. Si vous faites la Krishna vous bénir.
Yes, but now I have to. If I would write a book, what do I know about bhakti? I should put nothing.
Humble man.
Yes. Humility means that is true. One of the qualities of Vaishnava. Vaishnava quality. He has Vaishnava quality. So sooner or later he will become a Vaishnava. Yes.
Thank
you
very much. Thank you. Yeah. As you like a mistake,
you
like maybe you have to go. Yeah. All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.